Earth and Sky.
We really have very little information about how populations and species respond to climate change.
You're listening to Beth Shapiro, an evolutionary biologist at Penn State University and 2009 winner of a Genius Grant from the MacArthur Foundation. Dr. Shapiro uses ancient DNA, dating back over 50,000 years, to follow long-lived species through their experience of past climate change.
I think any time we can actually see the beginning, the middle, and the end of a process, such as passing through the peak of the last ice age, we get significant insights into how populations can respond to climate change.
Shapiro extracts DNA from ancient bones belonging to animals like horses or bison. She then analyzes their genes.
If a population in a particular species has a lot of genetic diversity, we tend to infer that this meant that the population is big and has been big for quite a long time. But if we see it losing diversity through time, we can infer that this means the population is getting smaller.
For example, her research found that bison lost their genetic diversity shortly before the last ice age, when climate was changing. Shapiro said more advanced scientific tools are needed to make predictions about how modern species will respond to today's climate change. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.